the Gemara in Sanhedrin and Daf Yud Beis and the Beis quotes a Vaisa Machlokes Tanya Tzitz Ben Sheyesh Lo Metzor Ben Sheein Lo Metzor Mevatzer Divrei B'Shemin Yehuda Omer Odo Al Metzor Mevatzer Ein Odo Al Metzor Ein Lo Mevatzer. That there's Machlokes between the B'Shemin and the Yehuda whether the Tzitz is Mevatzer only when the Kohen Gadol is wearing it, which is the opinion of the Yehuda. And Reb Shimon says that the tzitz is mevatzah even if it's not on him, even if it's just on the table, so to speak, it's also mevatzah in terms of a tumah of a korban. So according to Reb Shimon, that even when he's not wearing it, it's mevatzah, apparently he holds that the heft of tzitz itself is mevatzah, just the object, so to speak, of the tzitz. But Reb Yehuda holds that it's only when it's al metzcha, when it's on his, in the proper place on his forehead. So that in that we can interpret Rabbi Yehuda in one of two ways, either because he holds that it's the kiyum levisha that's mevatzah, that it's the mitzvah of the Kohen Gadol to wear, because it's mitzvah for him to wear the big day kahuna, and specifically also therefore the tzitz, that's mevatzah. So if he's not wearing, there's no kiyum levisha, or that he fundamentally, you can interpret, agrees with Reb Shimon that it's the heft of the tzitz that's mevatzah. But he thinks it's not called a tzitz if it's not at the time of that he's wearing it. And so the reason he has to wear it is not because of the kiyum levisha, because for the shem tzitz. And the nafka mina, the difference between these interpretations, what would be, for example, the Kohen Gadol if he wore the tzitz without the other big day kahuna? That if we say that it's because the kiyum levisha, then of course it has to be that he's wearing all ches godim, all eight big day kahuna, because if he's missing even one, there's no kiyum levisha. The Gemara says, for example, a kohen who does avoda missing one of the begadim, so he's like a zar, because the kiyum is only when he has all of them, not if he's a mechusa begadim. So in terms of this issue, there's a tosis in Yuma and Daf Samech Tes, Divimasa Big Day Kahuna, that proves Megemor and Kedushin and Samech Vav, that says that Yanei HaMelech, he wore the tzitz even outside the Mikdash, even in the Medina. So Tosh says, even if he wasn't wearing the other Big Day Kahuna. So you see that it's a separate halacha of tzitz, but it's not the kiyum levisha, because the kiyum levisha is only with the other big day kahuna, according to, however, the Rashba and the Ritvo, the Kedushin, disagree with Tosis, and they hold that Yanai acted inappropriately, and indeed it's also to wear the tzitz outside the Beis HaMikdash. But we can also, in terms of their position, is it because it's only been Medina? With what would be inside in the Azora, would it be permitted to wear the tzitz? So the Beis Halevi, the Rav's great-grandfather, for whom he was named, Rabbi Yashaber, says, quotes that the Rambam's opinion is that the tzitz is matzah only if the Kohen Gadol is wearing all eight godim of Kohen Gadol, and therefore, in fact, that's the reason the Kohen Gadol is permitted to wear godim even not at the time of avoda, as opposed to a Kohen Hedyot, because there's always a kiyum for Kohen Gadol as opposed to Kohen Hedyot, a kiyum levisha of the eight big day kahuna of the Kohen Gadol, as opposed to a Kohen Hedyot, says the Beis Halevi. There, the levisha is because of the key to the and the hetel visha is because it's the tzorech avodah. But otherwise, it would be forbidden because it's the avnet, the sharpness. So it's because of the matter is the tzorech avodah. Now, actually, in the language of the Ritvot, the inclusion sounds somewhat that even that the Kohen Gadol is not permitted to wear the tzitz outside the Beis Hamikdash, but nonetheless, he doesn't have to wear all the Ches Bgadim to wear the tzitz. There's another way to interpret this machlokes. This is for my Sefer on Sanhedrin, but so this is my own material. But I spoke to the Rav about this as well, as I will quote him at the end of this presentation. Because in this machlokes you're showing him, we can interpret that according to Yehuda. But Yehuda holds that indeed it's the kiyum levisha of the tzitz, which is mevatza. Except they disagree what's the nature of this kiyum levisha by tzitz. Is it an independent, separate kiyum of tzitz, or is it a kiyum of tzitz because it's a kiyum of levishas being the kahuna, the tzitz is one of the eight begodim? So if we say that there's an independent kiyum of tzitz, and that's based on the Xeris HaKosuf and the Pasuk for Hoya Al Mount Zerah Tomid, so then maybe that could be, as Tosis' opinion, that he could wear it as the Diana even in the Medina outside the Beis Hamikdash. And even if he's not wearing the other big de kahuna. But if it's the kiyum of tzitz, it's the kiyum of the vicious big de kahuna of one of the ches pgadim. So of course, if he's missing any of the ches pgadim, if he's wearing the tzitz by itself, there'd be no kiyum because he's not even a kohen gadol, because without the big de kahuna, as relates to the mikdash, is considered a zar. Now, if you look in the Dvar Avram, he asks a question: why is it that the Gemara says that the Gemara says that he had to wear the tzitz? That the tzitz milatzah even, excuse me, one of the proofs that tzitz milatzah even when he's not wearing it, because what did the Kohen Gadol do on Yom Kippur when the avodah was being done in Big Day Lavan? So he couldn't wear the tzitz. So how, if there was a tomb at that time, would it have been ritzu tzitz? So the Dvar Avraham asks a question: why do you need the Kohen Gadol? What's the proof from Kohen Gadol? Because according to the Man D'Yoma, who holds that Kohen Mashiach Melchama was allowed to wear all Ches Pgadim, aside from the Kohen Gadol, there was another Kohen who was anointed with Shemin HaMishra, namely the Meshuach Melchama, and according to the opinion that he could wear all Ches Pgadim. So maybe while the Kohen Gadol, even on Yom Kippur, even if he's in Big Day Lavan, but there's a possibility of Ritzui Tzitz, because the Kohen Mashiach, Meshuach Melchama, would wear all Ches Pgadim. So the Dvar Avraham says that he didn't have that possibility doing by a sheni, because there was no Meshuach Melchama, because there's no Shemin HaMishra, it was already gonus. However, I would suggest that even if there was a Meshuach Melchama, And even if he was, we would say that he's kosher to do avoda, like the Kohen Gadol Yom Kippur. But at the time that the Kohen Gadol is doing avoda in Bigdei Lavan, and avoda that's done in Bigdei Lavan, even if the Mashiach Mechama would be weighing the Ches Pagodim, but the Kohen Gadol would be weighing Bigdei Lavan, because for those avodas that uniquely avodas of Yom Kippur was done in Bigdei Lavan. So as relates to this avoda, the halach is that it has to be done only in Bigdei Lavan, and the Bigdei Zohav, the Ches Pagodim, as relates to this avoda, he's a miyuta pagodim, he's wearing too many pagodim. Therefore, it's not shaykh to have vitu tzitz through his wearing, namely the Mashiach Mechonah wearing the tzitz, because as relates to the avoda of Bigdei Lavan, the avoda it requires a Bigdei Lavan, and tzitz doesn't relate to this avoda. And beyond that, even according to Rav Dimi, the Mashiach Melchama was permitted to do avoda in Ches Pagodim and the Eight Pagodim. However, and therefore, he's doing the avoda like a, and the Kiyama Pagodim, and he can do avoda like a Kohen Gadol. But that only relates to the halacha of avoda. And the kiyum of levishus ches pagodim as relates to avoda. However, the kiyum of levishus tzitz is not only a din in Bigdei Kahuna, but it has a special status. Because the pasuk itself says, V'nosu Aaron as Avon HaKadoshim, and as relates to that, it's only Aaron, namely only the Kohen Gadol, who has this special kiyum and halacha, but it would not relate to the Mashiach Mechama, even though Mashiach Mechama can do avoda with Ches Pagodim, because Mashiach Mechama will have a kiyum of Levishas, you know, the old Bigdei Kahuna, but that's only as relates to Bigdei Kahuna and Heksha Avoda, but not as relates to the special king Levisa Tzitz. That's reserved only to the Kohen Gadol. And therefore, if we according to Yehuda, that Vitu Tzitz is dependent on the king Levisa, one can distinguish between Kohen Gadol Mashiach Mechama. But if we say that according to Yehuda, that tzitz is melatza independently, just there's that the reason he has to wear it is because it doesn't have a shem tzitz if it's not on the Kohen Gadol. So it's just a din of the cheftza of the tzitz. Then one would, it would be difficult. We would not distinguish between Kohen Gadol and Mashiach Mechama because it has a shem tzitz. Whether it's, if it's being worn either by the Kohen Gadol or the Mashiach Mechama, because in both of them there's a din levisha by tzitz. So coming back to the Dvavam, if indeed there was a Mashiach Mechama, so maybe it would have been Meratzen. Now, according to Reb Shimon, that holds that even if it's not al netzcho, it's meratza. So we have to term. It sounds like it's the chefts of the tzitz. We have to interpret what does the pasuk mean, because the pasuk says v'nasa Aaron as avon hakadoshim. So if it's the tzitz per se, what does it mean v'nasa Aaron? Because even if it's filo eno amatzah, even if it's not wearing it, it's meratza. So it's the cheft of the tzitz by itself. So what does it mean that Aaron is meratza? V'nosa Aaron. So it would seem that according to Reb Shimon, if it's not a metzro, that it's melatza, you still need a kohen gadol. But if the kohen gadol died, then the tzitz would not be melatza. That because the tzitz is one of the big day kahuna of the kohen gadol, and it's not chal Hashem tzitz without a kohen gadol. So what I'd actually suggest is that even a coin that Reb Shimon, who holds that even if it's not al netzro, it's melatza, nonetheless, there's this chal Hashem ritzui through the levishas hatzitz. And this can be proven from the sheet of Rabbi Natam quoted there in Tosis and Yuma, because according to one day, only according to Yehuda, who holds that that he has to be wearing it. Then the Kohen Gadol can wear it even in the Medina. But according to Rabbi Natam, that holds that everybody agrees that you can wear it in outside the Mikdash, and that's part of the Gzeiras HaKosev Ahayu Ametzor Tamid. And even according to Reb Shimon, so you see that there's a special status, special chal Hashem of vishus tzitz for ritzui metzach kohen gadol, even according to Reb Shimon. So it could be that there are two halachas, two independent halachas. That one halach is that the tzitz is ritzui and hechsher korban, even if it was nitma. But there's another halacha, not just of ritzui korban, but also of kapara, for tumas ha-korban. And that kiyum, that din of kapara comes only through the levisha of the tzitz. And because we see, the Gemara says in Zvachim and Afeches, that the big day kahuna, not only are they machshir the kohen gadol to do avoda, but each of the big day kahuna are machapa. The tzitz, as Gemara says, is mechapa on Azus Metzach, and that, just as the Gemara says, that the Michnasayim are mechapa on Gilei Avayis, the Choshen is mechapa al Adinim. So that's all the Big Day Kahuna. But by tzitz, there's an independent and specific tzitz as relates to Tumas, the Isa of Tumas doing Avodah B'Tumah, and that's distinct from the other Big Day Kahuna. So I spoke to the Rav about this, and the Rav told me that even according to Reb Shimon, Reb Shimon also holds that it's the Levishas HaTzitz that's Mechaper. It's just he holds that, even though he holds Einu Al Metzor, it's Mechaper, but he said, it's not that. That doesn't mean to say it's the heft of the tzitz that's mechaper. It's the kiyum. It's the kiyum levisha of the tzitz. But it doesn't. He's of the opinion that it doesn't have to be simultaneous with the tumor. So it doesn't have to be vas achas. But if the kohen gadol, the Rav said, never wore the tzitz. Then if this kohen gadol never wore the tzitz, it would not be meratzah. And also, the Rav said, if the tzitz would have been broken at the time of the tumah, it requires that it should be roy for levisha.